everyone kindergarten through six stamped down the stairs. Destiny stamped too. It was time for the afternoon center at the Zelda A. Zigzag School. Destiny Washington opened her mouth. "Hello," she called in her loudest voice. It was a test. She really wasn't calling anyone, except maybe her new friend, Mitchell McCabe. The test was to see if anyone could hear her. The other kids were screaming too. No one turned around. No one but Terrible Thomas. Terrible Thomas was Jake the Sweeper's cat. He liked to sneak into the school. He ate the snacks that Jake's broom missed. He liked to hiss, too. The afternoon center took up most of the school's basement. It was a great place. The art room was down there. So was the lunchroom. Destiny loved everything about the center. Dancing and plays, art and snack. She loved bouncing on the trampoline. Gina raced the lawn in front of Destiny. Her loopy pearl necklace went back and forth. "Don't push," she yelled. Her voice sounded like a jet plane. Not only was she loud, she was bossy, too. "Sorry," Destiny said. Suddenly, a whistle blew. It was the screechiest noise Destiny had ever heard. Everyone stopped yelling. Everyone stopped stamping. Destiny leaned over Gina's shoulder. What was going on? "If you don't mind," Gina said. Destiny stepped back. "Just trying to see." Mrs. Frehley, the art teacher, stood at the bottom of the stairs. Her cheeks were as red as her whistle. One of her arms were raised. She looked like the Statue of Liberty. "Is this a herd of cattle?" she asked. "Moo," Habib whispered. "Huh," Mrs. Frehley shook her head. Destiny followed Gina into the lunchroom. Snack time was first. Everything about the lunchroom was huge, even the flower pots on the windowsills. Too bad the pots were full of dirt instead of flowers. They planted a bunch of seeds ages ago, but not one of them had popped up. Destiny slung her backpack onto an empty lunch table. "Listen up," Mrs. Frehley said. Uh-oh, Destiny thought. They were in trouble. Mrs. Frehley leaned forward. "Afternoon center boys and girls don't stampede down the stairs. They don't push each other." Destiny made herself as small as she could. Did Mrs. Frehley mean her? "Afternoon center boys and girls don't moo," Mrs. Frehley said. That was definitely Habib, Destiny thought. He ducked in back of Mitchell McCabe. Mrs. Frehley could probably see him anyway. She said she could see through walls. "Be kind," Mrs. Frehley said. "That's the way we do things at the afternoon center." "That's me," Gina said. She looped her fingers around her pearls. "Kind!" "Huh," Destiny said. "Here's some exciting news," Mrs. Frehley said. Something exciting was always happening at the afternoon center. Destiny tried to hear. Gina was humming opera. She sang, "La dona mobilome." Habib was juggling with one apple. Trevor, one of the kindergarten kids, was reading a book upside down. He was making up the words. His friend Clifton was listening. He was making up words, too. Mrs. Frehley reached for her whistle. "This is Discovery Week," Mrs. Frehley said, when everyone stopped holding their ears. "I like to discover new things," said Gina.
"We'll discover things all week," Mrs. Frehley said. "Anything you see or learn for the first time counts."
"I'll be great at this," Gina said. Destiny wanted to say, "Huh." She didn't, though. That wasn't the way they did things at the Zelda A. Zigzag Afternoon Center. Mrs. Frehley twirled her whistle. "The best part is..." Destiny held her breath. "On Thursday, we'll take a bus. We'll visit the Discovery Museum." Mrs. Frehley was smiling. An after-school trip, Destiny thought. Cool. She was lucky her mom was a hairdresser. Her mom would do something special with her hair. She'd lend Destiny neon green nail polish. Destiny would look spectacular. In the meantime, she'd have to discover something. But what? She thought of Christopher Columbus. There was no land left to discover. She thought of the guy who discovered light bulbs. Destiny had plenty of light in her house. Maybe there wasn't anything new left.